And now, for something slightly different, we're going to have a poem. Something to reflect on, something to think about. And I'd like to introduce Humaira Rashid to read it to you. Thank you.
This poem is called Locker Room Talk. I will say what I will, and I will say it loud, because just like Donald Trump, I'm sat in a locker room. The war in Iraq was illegal. The war in Afghanistan was illegal. Your theft of oil and natural resources and your killing of my people is wrong and it's evil. Collateral damage, as you call it. I call it massacre, genocide. What is your reason? You killed so many innocents and took away their freedom. So please don't stop me, because I will say what I will, and I will say it loud, because just like Donald Trump, I'm sat in a locker room. You're banning us. Seven Muslim nations are not allowed to travel to the States. Is that the meaning of land of the free, home of the brave? Donald Trump is an immigrant, not native to your own land, for goodness sake. But still you ban Muslims in your own land, and in theirs you bury them in their graves. Black people they used to kill, black people they kill before they used to enslave. Trump's behavior is kind of like how Hitler used to behave. So please don't stop me, because I will say what I will, and I will say it loud, because just like Donald Trump, I'm sat in a locker room. I will not apologize for my beliefs. I will not apologize for being brown. I will not apologize for taking a stand and putting my feet on the ground. You see, when you racially target my people with your hatred, I can no longer be quiet. I will shout. And when you bomb their homes and kill their babies, Yemen, Libya, I can no longer be quiet. I will shout. And when you allow your police to shoot them, claiming all lives matter, I can no longer be quiet. I will shout. And when you support Israel's massacre on Palestine, I can no longer be quiet. I will shout. And when you bomb refugees fleeing their homes in Syria, I can no longer be quiet. I will shout. And when you ban a specific group of people for no goddamn reason, just out of hatred, for no other reason than their religious belief, then of course, I can no longer be quiet. I will have to shout, because you leave me no choice. And I will shout and I will shout until the truth overpowers your sad little lies. And I will shout until my people get justice for all of your crimes. So please don't stop me, because I will say what I will, and I will say it loud, because just like Donald Trump, I'm sat in a locker room. Thank you.
That was fabulous, Humaira. Sometimes in a poem you can say things which just don't come across so well as an ordinary speech does. So thanks for that.